we take a short walk from the Vltava in Prague's New Town to the church that witnessed some of the most dramatic moments during the Nazi occupation of the country. The crypt beneath the church was the hiding place for seven Czechoslovak commandos, including Jan Kubiš and Josef Gabčík, who assassinated Reinhard Heydrich in 1942. The site now houses an exhibition dedicated to their heroic actions. But the church also remains a place of worship for the small Czech Orthodox community. Jan Richter explores this historical venue.
It took the 800 or so SS troops more than 8 hours to storm the crypt below the St. Cyril and Methodius Church in Prague on the 18th of June 1942, as depicted in the Czech film Assassination more than 20 years later. Bullet holes can still be seen in the wall around the air vent leading from their hideout to the street. Then, as now, the building belonged to the Czech Orthodox Church. Some 200 believers come here for services several times a week. In an office adjacent to the church, I met Dean Jaroslav Šuvarský.
Now you are in the Czech Orthodox Cathedral of the St. Cyril and Methodius. It is main church of Czech Orthodox Church. But it is not only church, but we have here national memorial to the heroes of the Heydrich Terror. Because, you know, in 1942, our priest and Bishop Gorazd offer place for seven Czech parachutes. These parachutes came from Great Britain, and they were prepared to liquidate Reinhard Heydrich, German general and deputy protector of Protectorate Böhmen und Mähren.
When the church in Ereslova Street was first built in the 1730s, it had a different name. It was dedicated to recently canonized Catholic Saint Charles Borromeo, whose depictions still adore the ceiling. The church itself was built as part of a home for elderly priests, but not long afterwards came the Emperor Joseph II, who was not exactly keen on religious institutions. Jaroslav Šuvarský explains.
We had a very famous Emperor Joseph II, and he closed many churches, and this church was closed 1783. Therefore, you know, this church was used only several years, you know. And it was closed afterwards. This church used army, and after that it was used by Technical University. Till now we are neighbors of Technical University of Prague.
The Orthodox Cathedral is not the first place of worship on that site either. A small church was built there in the 12th century, only to be replaced 300 years later by a monastery, which in turn was destroyed by the Hussites, a group of religious radicals who sought to redeem the Catholic Church with fire and sword. When the Baroque church was built there by a leading Czech architect of the time, Kilian Ignaz Dinzenhofer, the street ended right there. It was only extended in the 19th century when it reached the river. As part of the new layout, the street sank by several meters lower. The original door, now high above the pavement, could no longer be used, and a new entrance to the church, along with a small courtyard, had to be added. The Czech Orthodox community began using the derelict church in 1935, some 12 years after it was established.
We came here after First World War, when Czechoslovak Republic was created, and here in that time was very strong movement inside Roman Catholic Church to do renewal. And from this movement became two churches, Czechoslovak Church, now it is Czechoslovak Church of Hussites, and Czech Orthodox Church.
In 1995, an exhibition was opened in the crypt dedicated to the seven men who died there. Last year it went through a major facelift, and last week a memorial to the victims of the Nazi terror was unveiled in the small courtyard in front of the church. The two stone tablets display the names of 294 people who helped the Czechoslovak soldiers with their mission. Among them were 9 members of the Czech Orthodox Church.
When we were under Nazi occupation, here in this territory was quite a strong non-communist resistance, and the two of our community, my colleague, priest Dr. Petřek and brother Jan Sonnevent, they were very active in this non-communist resistance.
During less than 50 years of the 18th century, when the building served its original purpose, priests who passed away were laid to rest in the crypt beneath the floor. The vaulted room is quite large. It runs under most of the nave and has 3 access points: stairs in front of the altar, a small opening at the other end, and an air vent that leads into the street, just above eye level. We will probably never know who came up with the idea to hide the 7 most wanted persons in the German Reich in the crypt. Jaroslav Šuvarovský says it emerged in a conversation between the head of the community's council of elders, Jan Sonnevent, and one of the priests, Vladimír Petřek. The commandos arrived in the church 3 days after Heydrich's assassination, but the Gestapo soon traced them, and at 4:15 a.m. on the 18th of June 1942, the church was surrounded by SS and the police.
During this 18th of June, when Gestapo came to this hall, it was 4:15 a.m., 3 soldiers, Czech parachutes, were on the gallery. It started quite a heavy battle between so many German soldiers and Gestapo, and when they couldn't continue such a battle, they took poison and they killed themselves.
The remaining 4 paratroopers were hiding in the crypt. It took the Nazis another couple of hours to force an entry into the underground refuge, only to find that these soldiers committed suicide too.
It continued till 12 o'clock in the noon, and when Gestapo couldn't reach this place, they started to think it is not possible to have such a small entrance, and they really discovered here big stone. It was original entrance to the crypt. They put explosive, they broken this stone, it was fall down, and it was last moment for soldiers.
While in the crypt, the paratroopers could hear loudspeakers in the street announcing lists of people executed in retaliation for the assassination. On the 10th of June, they also heard the news of the destruction of Lidice, a village near Kladno that was razed to the ground.
What was very difficult for them, because when in radio and Gestapo announced victims every day, you know, and especially after destruction of Lidice. Therefore, you know, they started to think they will go to Charles Square and they will put this announcement that they killed Heydrich and they wanted to took poison and kill themselves. But our priest Petřek told them that it is not possible to do suicide.
Za pokoj, zůry a spás duší naší, Hospodinu, modleme se.
Some 200 people nowadays attend services at the Czech Orthodox Cathedral of St. Cyril and Methodius, although Dean Čuvarský says that big holidays like Christmas and Easter sometimes draw around 1,000 believers, not all of them Czech.
By last statistic, 10 years ago, about 25,000 of Czech Orthodox believers. But nowadays, you know, after Velvet Revolution, 1989, borders is open, and Prague is beautiful city, and so many people are coming here, many students, workers, and not only, you see, for example, from Ukraine or from Russia, but from Greece and from Bulgaria, Romania, Serbia. And our community is open. We are multinational, and I am able to speak several Eastern languages, and we serve for them and for our people.
The solemn Baroque facade of the church says little about the dramatic moments and witnessed nearly 7 decades ago. A few minutes' walk from the dancing house on the bank of the Vltava, the church and the memorial in it is certainly worth a visit.